We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Starring 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Welcome to the show. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. We are going to all play a game of We See You Trolling, which is where we share, or I will share, a headline that I found on social media, and we all try to guess what awful thing comes up as the first comment under this good headline. And Kelly Cheese, you're going to go first solo.
Okay.
Because we got trolled yesterday, and we'll explain what story we talked about that got us trolled. And you have to try to guess what this evil person said.
Okay. Yeah, you can play along and put on your hater hat.
We see you trolling, you hating. On Facebook, you trying to post a nasty comment.
Trying to post a nasty comment. Trying to post a nasty comment. Trying to post a nasty comment. Trying to post a nasty comment.
Nobody likes you. You so rude. On Facebook, you trying to post a nasty comment.
Trying to post a nasty comment. Trying to post a nasty comment.
Post a nasty.
All right, Kelly Cheese, you're up first. Yesterday, I shared with you guys a story out of Gainesville about a photograph that was shared after a car accident. That had fatalities. There's two young women, maybe three young women killed.
Two women and a baby.
And a baby were killed in this tragic car accident. But there is a beautiful photograph that was taken that shows what appears to be a beam of light coming out of a cloud. And if you look closely, it almost looks like there's orbs in that beam of light.
Oh, it definitely looks like there's orbs.
And people are calling it like a stairway to heaven.
Yeah. This pathway to heaven.
The pathway to heaven.
Yeah. And it's just this chance photograph that happened of a person stuck in traffic behind the accident.
Tell us why you think somebody would troll that post on our Facebook page.
It's probably one of those jerks who doesn't believe in like spiritual, religious type stuff who would say, I don't know. Gosh, I don't even want to be mean about this because that picture was so moving. It gave me full body chills yesterday.
It was beautiful, regardless. Yeah. Okay,
so they probably said, was it a comment on our Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, so they probably said, you guys are stupid. That's clearly a reflection in the windshield. There's no such things as orbs, you witch.
You know? That was a good hater hat.
Thanks. I tried really hard on that one. It hurt.
How close was she, Janine?
Not pretentious enough. Not enough.
Because, Janine, you have to read the comment that comes in right before this.
Right before this, I hope nobody trolls this.
And then the comment is...
Okay, then comes in the comment.
By troll, do you mean thinking that this picture is definitely modified? It is terrible that their surviving family has to go through such a thing, but for the picture of the site where this tragedy happened to be obviously edited is disrespectful to the families.
Furthermore, they
have to see this circulate over and over across the internet for the sake of the God delusion.
Wow.
The family actually said it brought them comfort.
Yep.
Wow.
And then
Lord have
that is someone the troll replied, of all trolls.
Yeah, which, you know, believing that it's modified, fine with me. Not everyone's religious. Makes sense. But to just be a jerk about it and to say that it doesn't bring comfort and that it's a thing. And then they go on to say they believe it's an ugly publicity stunt, which makes no sense because if someone photoshopped it, they would want credit, right? Or they wouldn't. It doesn't. It's just bringing hate to something that didn't have hate behind it. And now it does. And they're like, it's the real truth. You're deluded by God. And it's like, nah.
How about we just believe in what's beautiful?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so here's how We See You Trolling works. I'm going to share a headline off social media. We all go around the room putting our hater hats on and try to find out why or what the first hateful comment is on this headline. Bullying rates have fallen by half in the last decade, according to study. And the story says reports of bullying among American students have been on a continuous downturn for the past 10 years, and now they have reached a new low. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
I'm ready.
Go, Jen. What do you got?
It's because all of those helicopter parents who just won't leave their kids alone.
That's going.
Anybody else? JP?
That's because everybody in 2017 is soft. I remember in my day when a wedgie was how you said hello to somebody.
Janine? Kelly?
I think it's because the world is full of a bunch of nerds on their phone all the time.
Oh!
I'm really hating hard today.
Good one. Janine, you got one?
I don't. She took mine. I'm going to steal Kelly's thunder here.
Here's the comment. The headline, bullying rates have fallen in half in the last decade, according to study. The first comment, how is this a good thing? Or are we about to have a generation of adults that doesn't know how to handle any sort of confrontation?
Oh, wow.
Starbucks worker receives apology note and tip from sassy customer. The story is that a customer was at the drive-thru and became salty when the employee told her that they were all out of cup holders. So she was kind of nasty to the guy and was like, felt bad, came back the next day and apologized for being salty and said, hey, I just had a bad day. Gave him $50 in a card.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yep. But according to one person on the internet, it's negative. What is the negative comment to a customer who is salty apologizing to the person she was mean to?
Ooh, I got this.
Bring it.
Since when in America is the customer not always right? It's practically in the Constitution that I can be a jerk to whoever I want if I'm paying them for what I want.
Yes, Janine, you're a good hater.
Janine, you actually got part of the answer correct verbatim.
Yes. You're kidding.
Wow.
I'll just give this one to you because Janine's so close. The customer is no longer right? Stores don't care about service? How do they run out of cup carriers? That's like McDonald's running out of ketchup. Unacceptable. We must stop giving companies like this our money.
Wow.
Yep.
You were so spot on.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
All right, we got time to do one more.
All right, let's do one more. Who's going to be the meanest meanie? Who's in?
I think it's you, Jen. You got to raise your hand.
Oh. Dad has the perfect plan to cheer up a 6-year-old who wet her pants.
Oh, I got this.
It is a dad who had to go to school to pick up their kid who had an accident, his daughter. But before he left the house, he used the kitchen sink to put water on the front of his pants so it looked like he also wet his pants to save embarrassment.
Weirdest thing I have ever heard.
And his oldest daughter was home at the time and took a picture of him and called him like Dad of the Year or something. So the picture is up with that story in the headline. Dad has perfect plan to cheer up a 6-year-old who wet her pants. The trolls say what?
In what state is it okay for a 6-year-old not to be potty trained? Hashtag parenting fail, loser.
JP, what do you got?
I liked it better when I saw it the first time in the movie Billy Madison. Does anybody have any original ideas anymore?
I got nothing. How can you get mad? You gotta get at school, they pee on themselves. It's so embarrassing.
Got one, Janine? Are you all used up after winning the last round, you hater?
Now you're gonna challenge me. All right. Why would this dad do this? Now the kids in the class are just gonna make fun of both of them and say that her dad taught her and it's all messed up. And yeah, I lost it. I'm sorry.
I hope he followed up this joke with a real talk about how she should be embarrassed. And 6 years old is too old to have an accident of this type.
I knew it.
Father of the year or enabler of the year?
Oh, wow. Shamer.
What? 6-year-old is not allowed to do one thing wrong. Oh, my God.
Parent shamers. They're rampant. Oh, they're everywhere.
I want to know what these people did as a kid. I bet they weren't perfect.
What is a parent shamer?
I don't know. I mean, they just shame people into, like,
they shame parents.
And just super, super critical. It's where mom guilt comes from.
I thought that came from Pinterest.
Good point.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.